I am thankful today for the help of God. Amen. Amen. We are so delighted to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. It is so wonderful and God timing. Amen. To have Brother Tyler, Sister Bridget Stevenson here with us and their wonderful family. It's been quite a few years since the whole crew was able to be here. And we are so glad to have all of them here with us today. Today's Sister Sadie's birthday, turning 19 years old today. She took time to come be with us on her birthday. Amen. And we are so glad that they are here. Amen. Thank you for all of your prayers for me this weekend. It was quite a surprise. Amen. But I'm here today, slower than usual, but I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord. No place I'd rather be. Amen, amen. But would y'all welcome Brother Stevenson as he comes this morning. I know he has a word from the Lord. Amen, and we are so glad that he is here today. Welcome.
Well, can we clap our hands unto the Lord all over the house?
Oh, I love you, Jesus.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Touch your neighbor and say, today is your day. Now, I just have to believe that if you put on your Sunday best to get to the house of God, then you may as well get something out of it. Amen. You could have stayed home and not have to get dressed and watched on live stream. Hello. But I was glad when they said unto me, there's something about going to the house of God that changes our life. Did you come to be changed this morning? Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, I'm excited to be in Webster, Texas at Greater Life Church, the second greatest church to Wallace Ridge, Pentecostal Church. Amen. And if you went there, you'd love it too. Amen. I give honor to Brother and Sister Long this morning and their family. I love them. I'm thankful for what God's doing in this church and in their life. Amen. I'm thankful for Brother and Sister Hughes. 2012, January 29th, was the first service I ever preached here. And I thought, we're in the big time now. Amen. I was scheduled for one Sunday. And the Holy Ghost moved in such a beautiful way, walked into his office, and he looked at me and he said, you'll be here all of February. Mind blown. And God started something that weekend that throughout our evangelistic ministry, it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And we loved coming. When we first came, Sadie was 7 years old. And today she turns 19, and we drove by here last night, and Millie didn't remember much about it because Millie wasn't here for most of it. But I said, we've spent a lot of time in that back parking lot in our RV, and some of the greatest memories that we ever had was sitting in that back parking lot letting our kids play. And we would look like rednecks back there with all of our belongings, but we had the best of time, and I'm delighted to have my family. They don't travel with me hardly at all, and I think it's been probably 7 or 8 years since they came. Last service was one of the first times y'all were in the gym that they were all with me. Nonetheless, they're here today, and they're the better part of the package. I'm just the preacher. But I got a word from the Lord this morning for this church, and I figured I could preach at least an hour off of that little bit right there. But I'm just going to preach until you get with it and the Holy Ghost takes over, however long it's going to take for that to happen. Amen. Ezekiel 37. Good to see all of the familiar faces. And then it's a delight to see people I don't know. I get worried walking into a church when there's no new faces. But new faces is a sign of revival. It's a sign of growth. And so I'm just so delighted in what God's doing at Greater Life Church. Amen. The hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out, and the Spirit of the Lord set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Caused me to pass by them round about. Behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and thy flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Got a mandate of the Holy Ghost this morning to prophesy unto the wind. My subject for your consideration, when the wind blows. The Holy Ghost is going to blow through this place this morning. And everything that wants to be affected is going to be affected. Whether you've had the Holy Ghost all your life, or you're here this morning and you've never experienced the life-changing power of God, let me tell you what happens. When the wind blows, everything changes. Oh, lift your hands with me right now. I want you to begin to talk to God and prepare your hearts. Oh, Holy Ghost, I've come this morning to speak to the winds. I've come this morning to pray for that wind to begin to blow. Over these next few moments, I feel something, church. Ila boshande, yekori ande, hey bole maha. This isn't going to be an ordinary service this morning. This isn't going to be just Sunday morning as usual. The wind's fixing to blow through here. Mekohe, I'm asking some old timers to begin to reach out and talk to God this morning. Yeko Ebaha, Ilo Shata Diandeho, Ila Basata Ye, Ilo Bosha. There it is. There it is. Just reach out just a moment. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Lord bless you. You can be seated just for a moment. In the beginning, the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. It was void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. What a picture if our minds this morning could start to imagine the absence of everything. Without form, void, darkness. Perhaps we could say a picture of despair. And if it ended there, there would be no hope. But if you just keep reading that verse, the whole picture changes when you read, and the Spirit of God moved. I've been in services where it was just that verse I was looking at. It was darkness. It was without form. It was void. I'm talking about people who walked into an apostolic church and their life was without form. It was void. And it was darkness. And I've been in those same services when the wind began to blow. As the Spirit of God began to move. And I've watched those people's lives change when the wind began to blow. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get where I'm going, but I already feel preach right now. Because there's people that walked in here this morning, and you've got your best face on. And you've got your best clothes on. But I've done looked across this place in the spirit. And I've saw people who were without form. And you were void. And your life was darkness. But the story doesn't have to stop right there. Because as I preach, the Spirit of the Lord is going to begin to move upon this place. And when the Spirit moves, something begins to happen in the atmosphere where once without form and void, it begins to take shape. It begins to change, and the darkness begins to dissipate as the light shines in your life. You've got to remember with me this morning that God is not a monument. He is a movement. And the Spirit of the Lord moved. When something moves, there's always a wind that blows. Just because you can't feel it or you can't see the effects doesn't mean that the wind is not blowing. Anytime something's moving, there's a reaction. If you're in a church service and you say, well, I just don't feel nothing, my question to you is, are you making any movement? Because when you start moving, you're going to feel something. Yes, yes, amen. Now, I'm giving you a preface. If I say anything harsh, abrasive, or dumb, it's because I'm a pastor and I don't have to worry about being invited back. So forgive me. I'm doing a blanket forgive me over this whole Sunday, okay? Because you can have two people sit in the same church service, listen to the same songs, listen to the same sermon, and one of them leave and say, well, I didn't get nothing out of that. And the other one said, that's the best service I was ever in. I'll tell you the difference. Somebody moved in that service. Somebody put some motion into that service. And they felt the effects of the wind that blew in their life. It wasn't on the singers. It wasn't on the preacher. It was in the person out there. When the Spirit begins to move, the wind begins to blow. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God." They were scratching their heads going, "What are you talking about? How can somebody be born a second time?" He said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell for where it comes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Let me tell you, I can't explain the wind, and I can't understand the wind, but just because I can't explain it or I don't understand it, does it stop the wind from doing what the wind does? You say, "I don't understand how this Holy Ghost works." My friend, you don't have to understand it, because nobody does. All you have to do is believe that it works, and believe that when the Spirit moves, it can change my life. It can give me a brand new start. It can put my past behind. Come on, somebody. And such were some of you, but you've been what? Can anybody stand to your feet this morning and begin to clap your hands and remember the day that God let that wind blow into your life and it changed it? For I feel it stirring right now. I feel it stirring right now. Somebody let the wind blow. I prophesy this morning to the four winds, blow from the north and the south and the east and the west. Oh, I feel it. 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 I'm preaching to somebody, it's been a long time since the wind blew across you. It's been a long time since you surrendered yourself to the effects of the wind. It's going to happen this morning. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Everybody in here is like a wind chime. Wind chimes come in all shapes and sizes and colors. My grandma had a porch full of them. She'd sit out there listening to wind chimes. And here's what I learned about a wind chime. The sole purpose of a wind chime is to make noise when the wind blows. How do you know when the wind's blowing in an apostolic church? Is there going to be some noise in that sanctuary? Because the more noise it makes, it's a reflection of how hard the wind is blowing in a service. Oh, y'all gonna make me work this morning. Noise is the sound of life. You parents, you got babies, you got young kids. You let 10 minutes go by with quiet time in the house, mama's gonna jump up and go, "Something's wrong. Something's wrong." She's gonna run in there. She'll find food all over the floor, toothpaste everywhere, colors on the wall. There's no telling what you're going to find. But as long as there's noise, you're not worried, because noise is the sound of life. You know why they call them dead churches when they're quiet? Because it's the absence of noise in that place. I believe a church full of babies ought to have a bunch of noise as the wind blows in that sanctuary. This ought to be the loudest church in town, because it's got the most wind blowing in it, and it's got the most maracondo ape ande olobo sande da lava. Yay! noise. Touch your neighbor and say, you better get louder than what you're being. Noise. Watch this. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 23. David was asking the Lord, should I go after the Philistines? He inquired of the Lord, and he said, thou shalt not go, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, watch this, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host. Oh, I feel it right now. Watch this, David. You're not going to do this by yourself because you're limited in your flesh. But you go sit back there by them mulberry trees and you just wait a little while. Because here just a little bit, David, the wind's going to blow. And when that wind blows through the tops of them mulberry trees, that's going to be the sign that I'm in control. Y'all don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm fixing to hit you with a left hook, because the Bible said that the hardest part of the body to control is the tongue. We fight against it. It causes so much problems and divisions. So God said there's going to be a sign. There's going to be a sign in your life that I'm in control. And when the wind blows in your life, the sign that I'm in control is you're going to speak in new tongues. You're going to hear that sound come in you out of your mouth. And when you hear that sound is the sign that you're not doing this thing by yourself anymore. Somebody needs to lift your hands and begin to worship him. Somebody needs to let the wind blow right now. Somebody needs to let the wind blow right now. Yeah. Come on, open up that mouth and let the wind blow. Yeah. 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 Hilala mokori hande ho. Ito do 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 moko she pande ha. Now I want you to listen to me. Well, I'm just here following what I feel. What has been the earmark and the hallmark of the apostolic movement has not been our outward standards. Although that is needful, it's necessary, and it's significant. But if we're relying on outward separation alone, then the Amish and the Mennonites have put us to shame. But what has identified the apostolic church has been those people know how to let the wind take over, how to let the wind blow, how to move with the wind. And let me preach to people who grew up watching ladies throw bobby pins as the wind blew. And watch men come out in that aisle and begin to dance as the wind blew. As men begin to run as the wind blew. I'm in an apostolic church this morning. I know I am. But let me tell you, if we lose the wind, it doesn't matter what else we have. It's the wind that makes the difference. It's the wind that blows in our life. We gotta have the wind. Oh, come on, somebody. That wind has to blow. That wind has to blow. That wind has to blow. There it is right there. There it is right there. There it is right there. There it is. That's it, sis. You let the wind blow on you. That's it, sir. You let the wind blow on you. We gotta have the wind. Come on, we're fixing to go deep before God takes us high. Because the taller the tree, the deeper the roots. If the wind blows, it's got to have deep roots to withhold it. I want some elders to begin to pray in the spirit right now. I want some elders to begin to pray in the spirit right now. Come on, I know some of you new babies may not necessarily know how to do it, but there's people all across this sanctuary that know how to get a hold of God right now, that know how to tap into it right now. The wind's got to blow in this house. Yeah. Yeah, la da di ashaka. Yeah, lo. You say, preacher, I've been trying and trying. I can't put my life together. Let the wind blow. I've been in counseling. I've done this and I've done that. Let the wind blow. My relationship's in shambles. Let the wind blow. Let me tell you what you need this morning. The wind needs to blow in your life. Come on, feel after him. Feel after him right now. Feel after him. I'm telling you, we're in holy ground right now. I'm in no hurry because lives hang in the balance unless the wind blows. How long has it been, ma'am or sir, since you lifted your hands and let the wind blow over you? How long has it been since the Holy Ghost just took over and you didn't care what anybody else thought about you? You just wanted the wind to blow in your life. Stand with me all over this building right now. Keep praying if you're praying. I'm not trying to stop anybody from praying. I'm telling you what's fixing to happen. Is this church is fixing to step into a realm of the Spirit that you haven't been in a long time. You listen to me. I'm not killing anything. I'm fixing to tell you what the Lord told me. Kande hole baha. Yishundo hela mosoto. Kilose pande hishekolo. Sunday halebo ishatake. Imoseka. Helo Sunday hesheko. Yamo o ima elo ki andehe. Yeko orihashiki. Ilo Sunday eboko. Eshandeha. Ilo saka. Itorihake. Hashekoho. Milo Sandeha. Helala moko. Sunday hole. Hey. I see ashes. And the wind starting to blow over these ashes. And I see a fire beginning to spark. There's people that you feel that you're nothing but leftover coals of yesteryear. And try as you might, you can't get to where you desire to be. But I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost, the wind's fixing to blow over those ashes. If you'll just open your mouth and let the wind blow. I want everybody to lift your hands right now. Let the wind blow. Oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, release even this day over this congregation the wind of the Spirit from the north and the south and the east and the west. Mande iloboriande likoriasoto sianda. Restore and revive even this moment. Come on, let it flow out of your mouth right now. All over this building. All over this building. I don't care who you are or where you're from or how long you've been in church. I'm telling you right now, the wind knows no respecter of persons. And it wants to blow over every person in this house. There it is. Somebody can leave here drunk in the Holy Ghost this morning. Let the wind blow. If you want to get out of your pew and walk to this altar, you do it. But I want you to just let the wind blow right now. Just let the wind blow on you right now. Some of you ministers, find somebody to pray with in this church. God's going to fill people with the Holy Ghost. God's going to renew people right now. The wind's blowing. The wind's blowing. Let the wind blow, sir. Let the wind blow. Come on, somebody, let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. It's your day, sir. It's your day, ma'am. You just need to let the wind blow. You just need to let the wind blow. You just need to let the wind blow. That's it, ma'am. That's it, sir. Right where you're at. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Y'all come help me pray with these girls. God's filling people with the Holy Ghost right now. God's filling people with the Holy Ghost right now. Let the wind blow, sir. Let the wind blow, ma'am. Right where you're at, let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow, ma'am. Out of your pew if you want to. I just want you to get in the wind. Just get in the wind. Come on, let the wind blow, ma'am. Lift up your hands and let the wind blow. Lift up your hands and let the wind blow. Find somebody to pray with all over this sanctuary. Thank you. Rabasataye. Just let the wind blow. Just let the wind blow. Let the wind blow.
Something's changing. See His glory. Feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving. Something's changing. See His glory. Feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving. Something's changing. See His glory. Feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving. Something's changing.
Come on, the Holy Ghost is all over this house. That's the wind that blows. 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 Reach over and find somebody to pray with right now. I'm telling you, the wind's blowing in this place. Lives are being changed. Destinies are being altered. Let the wind blow, ma'am. Don't worry about what anybody thinks beside you. Just let the wind blow. Just let the wind blow. Let the wind blow, sir. Let the wind blow, ma'am. Somebody can leave drunk in the Holy Ghost this morning. You just need to let the wind blow on you. Just dig a little bit. Just go a little deeper this morning. Push right there. Push in the Holy Ghost.
It's like a lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters, heaven on earth. It's like a lightning and thunder, sound of many waters, heaven on earth. It's like a lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters.
Let the wind blow,
heaven on earth.
Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. That's it, sweet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to me. If you're praying, keep praying, but we're fixing to go to another dimension. I want you to listen to me. This is going to take a little moving, but we're going to follow the Holy Ghost. If you're praying, keep praying. I want you to step out of your pew. Go grab hands with a lady to lady and a man to man. Somebody that you don't normally pray with. Real quick, just step out and go to somebody. I'm going to tell you what's fixing to happen. Somebody you don't normally pray with, the wind's fixing to blow. I want you to listen to me. I feel this. My condo, hey. Would you listen? He told Ezekiel, You prophesy to the winds. He prophesied to the winds, and they stood up an exceeding great army. And we stop right there. But let me tell you what the whole vision was about. He said in verse 16, he said, "Thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. And you take another stick and you write for Ephraim and the tribes of Israel, his fellows." Because it was a divided kingdom. He said the whole purpose of the wind is I'm going to make them one stick and I'm going to bring restoration. When the wind blows, restoration happens. And unity brings forth. You represent one stick, and that person you're holding hands with represents the other stick. And we're going to put them together. And I want you to begin to worship, because the wind is going to restore what the enemy tried to divide. Come on, ma'am, open your mouth. Let the wind blow. 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 That's it, that's it, that's it.